This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we began studying Acts chapter 6. Rather than try to fix a problem themselves, the apostles had the church choose qualified men to handle the problem so they could stay focused on their priorities. When the church did this, it helped them to have more realistic expectations regarding the apostles. It also empowered some who were qualified to assume greater responsibility. One of the seven chosen was Stephen, who was known to be full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. When I read the rest of the story, I discovered much more about him. This often happens when you delegate responsibility to someone. It becomes a catalyst for them and their impact to become far greater than you ever expected. Let's do a biographical study of his life. First, collect all the information you can about his life. Then correlate it into an outline. Once you do that, crystallize what you learn into some applications to your own life. What is known about Stephen is found primarily in Acts 6 and 7. His martyrdom is referred to in Acts 11:19 and 22:20 as the beginning of a great persecution of believers. It was also a contributing factor to Saul's conversion, later known as Paul the Apostle. Stephen's martyrdom was the result of his faithfully serving tables. While doing that, he did great wonders and miraculous signs among the people. Opposition arose when he no doubt attributed the power for doing these things to Jesus Christ, and this confrontation only brought out more of the true quality of this man's life and influence. More on this in our next visit.